Welcome to another episode of Beyond Business Podcast. Today we have with us Mrs. Arpita Ravirekala, founder and owner of Shiloh Bridals. Shiloh Bridal is a global brand that brings the best bridal wear at affordable prices and a wide range of looks to have you dressed for special occasions. It is located in the City of Pearls, Hyderabad.
Hello, Arpita. It is a joy and an honor to have you on our podcast. It's really exciting for me to actually see you in person. I think this is our first interview. We're actually doing it in person, so this is exciting. Our listeners do not know you. So maybe share a bit about yourself. What are you doing? What did you study? What is your current business?
Sure. Thank you, Sharon, for having me today.
Yeah.
And my name is Arpita Ravirekala. I'm the designer and founder of Shiloh Creations. We are into manufacturing Western wear for ladies and kids. And we specialize in making Western bridal wear and accessories. And we have been doing this for the past more than 12 years. So just to introduce a little bit about myself, I have done my schooling in Kenya. I have studied till my ninth class there, and from 10th I have been studying in India. I have done my post-graduation from Osmania University MBA. I've also worked with a designer for about 1 year, where I learned the nuances of the fashion business. And I am married to Anand, and I'm also blessed with two beautiful daughters. So this is a little bit about my family and myself.
Amazing. Thank you. So share about your business. What do you do? How did you start it? What is Shiloh Bridals all about?
Yeah. So Shiloh Bridals is the fruit of a long journey. I have been interested in all types of crafts and all types of handmade handwork things since a small age. When we were in Kenya also, the syllabus there was promoting all vocational courses also. We were taught metalwork, carpentry, farming, chicken rearing, and all these things, sewing, cooking, knitting, embroidery. So this is where all my interest in crafts and handiwork has increased. And I have been interested in sewing also. And at an age where children ask their parents for toys or books or clothes, I asked my parents for a sewing machine when I was in 7th class. So I was gifted a sewing machine, which was my prized possession at that time. And I had done a lot of experimenting and working with it, stitching dresses for my dolls and for my brother, for my sister, for myself. I did a lot of experimenting then. So it was during my brother's wedding in 2008 when I did a lot of things, the veils and the flower girl dresses and baskets and everything, when everybody asked me to take this really seriously. So that is when the idea came into our mind to start something of our own with this. So my husband also, he supported and he encouraged me. And this is, after a long journey, this is where we are now.
Wow. So from just a small sewing, you know, machine to starting your own boutique.
Yes.
So how did you incorporate God into your business? What do you do, you know, before you, let's say you're going to start a new project.
Yes.
So how do you incorporate God into this? How do you start this project with God keeping in mind?
The main support, the main pillar for anything that we do is prayer.
Yes.
So whatever we plan to do, whatever we try to do, we have seen ups and downs in areas where we had not looked to God for support. So that is the lessons we have learned.
Yes.
That we have to turn to Him for support and for His guidance and for His will before we do anything. That is
That's good.
And whatever, if we want, the ministry starts with us as a person.
Yes.
The way we talk to people, the way we speak with them, how we serve our customers, how we treat our staff.
Mm.
That is where the ministry starts.
Yes. Ministry always begins with us because we are the testimony of God. Yeah. I think you've attended the Beyond Business Conference recently.
Yes.
So share a bit of, you know, your takeaway from it. And who introduced you to Beyond Business as well?
Yes. Beyond Business Conference was a really, this is the first time we have attended it, and we are very lucky that it happened in our city itself. We had put up our stall also there, it was Mr. Michael Bryan. He's the regional director for South Asia for Partners Worldwide. He's a very good friend, a well-wisher, and our mentor also. So he is the one who introduced us to Beyond Business. And during the conference, Krish Dhanam, his speech on reaching new heights, that was very inspirational. And Madam Vidya Sravanti ma'am, she's always an inspiration for any Christian woman. You can see the way she supports her family and her husband and the ministry. And of course, important member in society also. So there's a lot to learn from her also. Yeah.
That's nice. Share one or more creative tips for, let's say, women want to start a business. It can mean anything.
Yes.
So as a woman, to another woman or to anybody else for that matter, maybe share a tip or two on how you've started that will probably help somebody else who wants to do something or start something.
The most important thing I feel, because that is what I have pursued, is to find your passion.
Yes.
What you like to do, what you love to do, if you follow that, you won't be working a day in your life. That is, I look forward to my work. So it should not be like you drag your feet to work or anything. So find your passion first. Find what you are good at. Find what you can excel at. And that would be the starting point. First find your niche, what you are good at. Then build on that, of course.
Yes.
And you have to, like I also would like to share the advice which I like to follow, like how God told Moses, use what is in your hand.
Yes.
So we have to first look within what we are capable of doing, what strength we have, what knowledge we have, how we can build on that. Instead of looking at somebody else to come and help us, first look within what is in our hand. Then we can build on that gradually. We can take the support or the strength from our source, who is God, and we can use the resources which we have and build on that. Yeah.
That's nice. That will be actually very helpful. So we usually like to close our episodes with, you know, just by hearing your maybe favorite verse or how God has been talking to you, which will be an encouragement to people who are listening.
We had one brother, Brother Ratnakumar Anna. He was a very prayerful brother, but unfortunately we lost him during COVID. So he used to pray for our family a lot. He used to he was very prayerful. So he gave us this verse. After a lot of prayer, he gave us this verse as a promise from God. It's from Haggai 2:19, and it ends with, from this day on, I will bless you. So we are just holding on to that promise which has been given by God through Anna, and we are just praying and hoping that, of course, what all we have gone through, the whatever the trials or whatever the achievements, it's all given by God. All trials are lessons for us. All achievements we can celebrate. But we have to hold on to the promises and go forward. Yeah.
Amen. Thank you so much for joining us.
And thank you,
it's
Sharon.
A privilege and an honor to talk to you.
Thank you so much, Sharon.
Thank you so much. Yeah. And you have a wonderful and a blessed day.
Same to you. Bye.